Well, school is no longer in session, but families are encouraged to come to a special lesson in Milwaukee tonight. Leaders from the State Department of Public Instruction will be in town to talk about how they plan to implement a new federal education law. Parents and educators will get a chance to review it, as well as to ask questions and give feedback. WUWM education reporter Rachel Morello is a total geek for this policy stuff, and she's been following the DPI as Wisconsin shifts to the new set of regulations. And she joins me now in the studio to tell us more. So good morning, Rachel.
Good morning.
So please tell us about this new federal law.
It's called the Every Student Succeeds Act, or ESSA for short. And the best way I can describe it is that it's the cornerstone for education policy across the U.S. It lays the groundwork for such things as academic standards, teacher training, and standardized testing. Our listeners may be familiar with the term No Child Left Behind. That was the predecessor to ESSA. Congress rewrote the law at the end of President Obama's administration.
Okay, so you say that Congress recently rewrote the law, changing No Child Left Behind to ESSA. So what's different under ESSA?
Well, there's a laundry list of tweaks to individual programs that I won't get into. But the biggest change people need to be aware of is that ESSA shifts more power to the states to determine what's best for their districts. The old law followed a top-down approach, so the feds laid out a more or less uniform set of requirements for how schools should look and act across the country. And state leaders were in charge of making sure schools were in compliance with those rules. ESSA is a lot less prescriptive, and it works from the bottom up. It's designed to let local school districts say, this is what works best for our student population. And the state's role becomes one of collaboration, giving them the tools they need to set things in motion.
Okay, those details might sound a bit wonky to some people. So how about giving us an example, say how this might impact folks in the classroom here in Milwaukee?
Okay, a good example would be how districts choose to deal with low-performing schools. So the state of Wisconsin will still draw up report cards that indicate whether individual schools meet certain performance benchmarks. But the state won't tell schools what they need to do to improve. It will be up to the individual districts as to how to intervene. Maybe it's a matter of starting a new initiative to boost attendance, or giving teachers different tools for teaching math. If districts consistently earn low marks for performance, they'll still have to answer to state sanctions. But the new law puts the districts in the driver's seat as incentive to improve things on their own before state officials come in to help.
Okay, and tonight is the fifth hearing that the DPI has held across the state to get feedback on its plan. So have any common themes emerged as parents and teachers get the chance to hear more specifics?
A couple of things that have come up in prior meetings, teachers have expressed a desire for less red tape. They say right now they're spending a lot of time on paperwork to prove that they're meeting requirements. And advocates for kids say they need supports beyond what they get in the classroom. Specifically in urban areas like Milwaukee, student performance can often suffer due to outside influences.
And Rachel, you told us that after this evening's stop in Milwaukee, DPI officials will hold one more hearing in Madison, then review the plan with legislative leaders. So what else has to happen?
Once DPI revises its plan with state lawmakers, it goes to the governor for approval in August. And then Wisconsin, along with every other state, must give its final plan to the feds by September 18th.
Okay, we'll keep an eye out for the updates as the due date approaches. Thank you so much, Rachel.
You're welcome.
Rachel Morello is WUWM's education reporter, and you can read more of her coverage on our website, wuwm.com.